This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us here on the radio waves. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, drugs and sex-related stories here tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And also, Chris, you're going to be telling us about power outages that are going to be hitting California this summer. That's on the way. But first, in the news from the AP, Donald Trump announcing more tariffs. This time, not against Chinese products, but against products coming from Mexico. And I should say, when I say against, I should say against the American people, because it's the American people who suffer these tariffs.
Well, there's suffering on both sides of the border whenever there's a tariff.
Mm-hmm.
On either side, it harms both sides.
Sure. But the tariffs that he's putting on these products will not be paid by Mexican people. They'll be paid by Americans who want to buy those products.
It's a national tax.
They will be paid by Americans, but what will happen as an inevitable result of that is that the sales of products from Mexico in the United States will fall and people will substitute American products instead.
No. That's totally wrong, because
that's
you don't
the theory,
necessarily.
But, yeah.
Right. Theoretically,
well,
that sounds really good, but in
no,
practice,
it's not good.
It doesn't sound good.
It's not good because they'd be better off paying less for the products from Mexico. That's how economics works. You follow the path of least resistance.
Well,
so
I think
it is a bad thing.
Well, let him finish his.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So here's the problem with that. One, those jobs are gone. All right.
Which jobs?
The jobs that Trump wants to bring back. The cost of labor in the United States is astronomical compared to China and Mexico. So your minimum wage is going to eat into whatever the tariffs are anyway. So they're not coming back. They might move from one country like Mexico to a different country to avoid the tariffs, but they're not coming back to the United States. You're not going to get jobs back in the United States as a result.
Right. Well, and the only people who are going to buy a product made in America as opposed to a product made in Mexico are the ones that, well, are the products that would...
Or a product made in China. If you up the tariffs on Mexican imports, some people are going to buy Spanish imports. They're not necessarily going to buy American.
You're assuming that these products are even made in those countries. So if the products aren't being manufactured, if they don't have the capacity or whatever it is that they're doing, and you have to remember, it's expensive to move factories and equipment and everything else. And then you also have to remember, the United States isn't, it's a major player around the world economically, but it isn't the world, right? So a lot of stuff, it gets manufactured in a certain region because it's the cheapest region to manufacture it for everybody all over the world. So, you know, we're a piece of that, but we're not the entire thing. So it may not be cost effective. It may not make sense to move just because there are, 10% tariff or 25% or whatever it is.
It may well not. You may just say, okay, well, my sales are lower and there's nothing I can do about that. But your sales will go down if there's a tariff against you, and
sure,
somebody else's sales will probably go up.
Well, as you pointed out, it could be some other countries.
Oh, yeah, it's not necessarily, they're not necessarily going to buy it from the United States.
Guess,
the other thing
that's
is,
assuming
we
that there
import
is another
lots
option.
Of things, we import lots of things from Mexico that we then combine into a new product and export to another country. So that tariff on raw material is going to be reflected in the price, and so that reduces American sales.
So there's some truth to this?
Everything is connected to everything else. You can't pass a regulation without everybody suffering.
There's some truth to that, but there's also, so it's interesting. It will definitely raise costs to manufacture goods for smaller businesses in the United States that have to pay those tariffs on the import of that product. But it also will then put them at a disadvantage in the larger market outside the United States. So if there are, different, especially with smaller companies, there probably are competition world or somewhere else in the world, you are basically pushing that your smaller companies in the United States out of business because of things like this, unless they have, you know, a larger product range or something like that that may offset it enough to compensate.
Right. Right. So all I'm saying is that the Mexicans also suffer that same effect. If your exports are more expensive, then fewer people buy them. So that, and that is the intended effect. The idea is we're a bigger country and we can hold out longer. You know, basically we can hurt ourselves longer.
Yeah, but I think that can be the case, but it's not necessarily the case.
It's not necessarily.
A larger country, and here's the other thing, a larger company may also be able to get those tariffs back if the goods are manufactured for export. So they import something from, Mexico, and they integrate into a product, and then they export it. So
right, that takes lots of lawyers, right?
It's not something you're going to be doing as a small business, from what
exactly.
They explicitly say if you go to some government website in order to basically try and do that, they're like, you can do it technically, but yeah, it's not worth it, basically.
And that's why.
And they actually say that from the government's own mouth. It's absolutely insane.
And that's why why big business loves regulation,
right?
Because they've got us outgunned 10-1 with lawyers.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that comes across the border from Mexico, right? I mean, there's fruits, there's vegetables, there's hardware products. I understand that some cars are manufactured down there. I heard that a couple years ago, Carrier air conditioners moved their manufacturing plant down there.
There's a lot of stuff that's been moved to Mexico.
Yeah,
and that includes people. The immigration rate from the United States to Mexico is actually higher right now than the immigration rate from Mexico to the United States.
Yeah, you know, this is also a good point, because if you actually if Trump is successful at putting these tariffs on, right, that, and theoretically that's going to reduce imports from Mexico into the United States, right? So if that happens, that means there's going to be fewer jobs in Mexico, which means there's going
to
be more people crossing
here.
The border, right?
Which is
fewer jobs here, so there's going to be more people here saying they're taking our job.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and the tariff's taking your job.
And this is the excuse that Trump is using for these tariffs. He's saying he wants to do this to punish Mexico for not doing a good enough job at stopping people from coming to the United States.
Why is it their obligation to stop the, people from coming to the United States? Shouldn't that be America's job if America wants those people not to come?
Well,
Trump is essentially admitting here that they can't do anything about it. Government's Border Patrol can't control this.
Which is one of the leading economic powers in the world, cannot keep people crossing the Mexican-U.S. border. How the heck is the Mexican government going to do it?
So here's a story from the Associated Press.
I think the hope
Press is
on his part that, and I don't agree with this stuff. I generally can see what people are trying to do. I think the hope, he wants Mexico to close the Guatemalan border to reduce the number of illegal aliens coming into Mexico and then flowing through to the United States. I think that's his real big issue, and specifically these caravans, scare the dickens out of him.
Yeah, there's truth to that, but the United States is already...
He's not scared by the caravans, it's just political.
He's scared of losing his job, all right? And anything that makes him look stupid makes it more likely for him to lose his job.
This is a political move? This is nothing to
do
with reality. They've already been funding major defenses. Like the U.S. has gone into Mexico and funded some sort of additional border security between Mexico and Guatemala. Borders it? I forget what the country is, but they've already enhanced those defenses, and apparently they still are ineffective with U.S. funds. So
let's get to the story here from the Associated Press and a surprise announcement that could derail a major trade deal. Donald Trump announced yesterday, apparently, that he's slapping a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports effective June 10th. So if you want to get something from Mexico at its current price, get it now. You've got 10 days, basically, to do this, to pressure the government in Mexico to do more to crack down on the surge of Central American migrants trying to cross the U.S. border. He said the percentage will gradually increase up to 25%, quote, until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, unquote. The decision showed the administration going to new lengths, looking for new levers to pressure Mexico to take action, even if those risk upending other policy priorities like the U.S.-Mexican-Canada agreement, a trade deal that is the cornerstone of Trump's legislative agenda.
And just to give you an idea of the importance of this, two factors caused the Great Depression. One was the creation of the Federal Reserve, and the other was the Smoot-Hawley Tariff.
Let's talk more about that coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.com www.lrn.fm. So feel free to join us there if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Coming up, a California crackdown on power availability. Like, you may not have it at some points during the summertime if you're living in California.
Like a regular power cuts, like third world kind of power
like
cuts.
Like Venezuela.
It sounds like Venezuela or China. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean, they're talking about
rolling blackouts is what they call it in other countries.
Even worse, because what they're talking about, what I read in a prior story to this, was they're talking about week-long power outages and, like, weekly power outages.
Let's get into it a little bit later. That's coming up here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. Now, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose your Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news, engage with the community on their forums. Plus, in just days from now, I think this Tuesday, they're going to be rolling out their local.bitcoin.com, their brand new site that will allow you to purchase or sell your Bitcoin Cash for other things, a variety of other options, perhaps fiat currency, perhaps gift cards or whatever it is you want to do your deal for. They're going to have encrypted communications between buyer and seller. You will not need to do know your customer requirements in order to sign up as a seller on the site. And there's some other cool differences that are really going to set that site apart. Go to local.bitcoin.com. The site's up now. You can register for your account right now. But the actual activity on the site will be starting on June 4th. So check it out, local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with Trump announcing a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports expected to start June 10th, and he says that the percentage will gradually increase up to 25%, quote, until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. Now, exactly what that's going to mean as far as how Trump will know when the problem's been remedied or not. Is another question, but you were just telling us, I don't know if you mentioned it on the air.
I did not, but I'm more than happy to talk about it.
Yeah, so you, as a business owner, a person who runs a business called Think Penguin, which sells computer parts and computer hardware, laptops, desktop kind of computers based on Linux, focused on privacy. Check them out over at thinkpenguin.com. But you lost a bid to Mexico.
We did. We had a some sort of college, I think it was, university, probably, I don't know, I think some science department. Basically, they submitted, they requested a quote, and the quotes then got submitted as basically a bid for a computer, a $2,500 computer. And we basically lost by basically the cost of the shipping. And that was $25. So
to a competitor in Mexico.
And this was not the result of these tariffs that were going on at Mexico.
Well, it hadn't happened yet. June 10th.
Right. It was the result of the tariffs in China because the parts that we use have to be imported from China. Because they're not manufactured anywhere else.
Now, presumably, the Mexican supplier is importing the same parts then.
Right, and they're importing them without a tariff. So we are actually put at a disadvantage, and I was actually...
So Trump lost you some business.
Right. Trump resulted in a lost business for us.
But if the Trump-Mexican tariffs are put in place, then their quote would have had to have been higher priced, right? So maybe you would have gotten...
No, because they were in Mexico. Wouldn't have raised the price of their quote because they weren't importing anything from the United...
Right.
No, the computer would be shipped from Mexico to the college, right?
But the college is in Mexico.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that detail.
Right. Yeah. So it was a quote within Mexico from a company
So we lost a sale. So America lost a sale to Mexico because of the sales, because of the tariffs Texas. On Japan.
Right.
And that's a rational thing for the Chinese and the Mexicans to do as we tariff them to death is trade with each other.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not just that. They can buy their computers 25% cheaper there to set up the next Facebook. Or the next Twitter.
Unlike China, we don't have any kind of serious manufacturing capacity in the United States, especially not for electronics like that. So there isn't really another option as far as getting motherboards or certain other things.
Right.
It's not to say that there's no manufacturing capacity, but there's not enough to meet demand. So there's no way, and you can't just ramp that kind of thing up. If we've actually looked into this, and we're talking, basically nobody responds. The factories that do manufacturing sites, they don't even respond most of the time. And the ones, if you get a response, they're like, oh yeah, you know, maybe a year from now. But you can't, when you're in a market, you know, a technology market, you can't have a product out, you know, a year, a design you manufactured a year later, because that's a year old product at that point. So you're in China, you know, you go to the factory and they manufacture you something like the next day, not a year out.
Wow.
Like, I mean, again, it might be a little bit exaggerated, but for prototyping at least, certainly. And it certainly doesn't, generally, it's probably, I don't know, like, I think I want to say like 2 to 3 months probably, if we were to put in a manufacturing run for something generally in China. Sometimes it's like some of the stuff we're doing though is older, so it's like 6 to 8 months. But generally speaking, most of your stuff that you're getting is not going to be anywhere near that in terms of how long it takes to manufacture. So,
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responded in a public letter late Thursday telling Trump that, quote, social problems are not solved with duties or coercive measures.
Good answer. And why are you a politician?
Politicians usually sound a little better when they're not dealing with their own constituents.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's true. They're all pro-freedom for everybody else, yeah. Just not the people under their thumbs.
He told Trump that, and alluded to the United States' history as a nation of immigrants. He said, quote, the Statue of Liberty is not an empty symbol. Unquote. He also said he was
Actually, that's wrong on two counts. First off, it's hollow. Secondly, it is a symbol. I'm sorry.
I think what he meant was that it's supposed to have meaning.
It should not be a hollow symbol.
Yeah. Maybe it was misquoted.
Although it's probably a good idea that it's physically hollow, because that would be an awful lot of copper and that stuff is expensive.
Well, but the point I think he's trying to make is that the Statue of Liberty had an intention behind it. There's a poem that is emblazoned upon it, and it's all about welcoming, you know, the unwashed masses, the people who generally are poorer around the world, to this purportedly free country. And there was a real good message behind the Statue of Liberty, and it's been completely, you know, subverted.
Yeah,
since that time.
It was sent to us, I've been told, although I haven't confirmed this, actually as like recognition of our accomplishment of passing the 13th Amendment and
really?
Eliminating slavery except for pot smokers and other criminals.
He said that he was dispatching his foreign relations secretary to Washington to try to negotiate a solution in his growing fury over an increase in border crossings that he has likened to a, quote, invasion. Trump has blamed Mexico for failing to stop the flow of asylum seekers from countries like El Salvador and Honduras who pass through its territory. And he's been itching to take increasingly radical headline-grabbing action on the issue, which he sees as critical to his 2020 campaign because it energizes his base.
Now, you remember how upset we were that East Germany had this population and they wouldn't let him leave?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that they're now saying, hey, Mexico, not only should you not let your own citizens leave to come here, you should somehow prevent people who don't even live in your country from leaving your country.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When Mexico's got thousands of people crossing its southern border, what exactly are they supposed to do? Mass slaughter? More coming up.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it values the relationship with Mexico, which is under pressure by President Trump to stop the flow of illegal aliens at our southern border. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia was just down on the U.S.-Mexico border, and he says the Border Patrol agents had a message for him.
We'll do what needs to be done because I care about these people. But they're also, one of the things I also care about is there's superheroes among us right now. There are Border Patrol agents. They're the folks down there, our agents with ICE and our agents at the ports of entry. They're the superheroes among us right now because they're dealing with a problem. Right. And as one of them looked at me the other day and said, we're doing our job, do yours.
In a developing story, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says his team is keeping a close eye on a shooting at a municipal center in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Governor Northam is urging people to stay away from the area. Multiple injuries have been reported from the shooting, and the suspect is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to jump into one of those and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight is Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. AnyPay.global is the premier solution for businesses looking to accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale. But it's more than that. As the boys from AnyPay pointed out this week when they were on with us on Tuesday night, that anybody can use AnyPay because now it's just an app you can download for iOS or Android. Let's say, for instance, you don't want to open up your cryptocurrency wallet and show somebody your balance. Well, with AnyPay, it's not your wallet. It's just a way to accept cryptocurrency. So if you've got, let's say you're a service provider, you're going over to somebody's house doing some plumbing work or something like that, or fixing a computer or whatever, and you want to accept payment from your customer without revealing anything about your wallet's holdings or which cryptos you have or whatever. Because, you know, if I open up my Edge wallet, you know, there's a balance there. I can hide the balance if I want to, but it still shows, you know, I've got Dash, I've got Monero. Well, with AnyPay, you type in the amount that you want to receive. It creates a QR code. Your customer scans it and pays you. Boom, paid. You're done. It's super easy.
It's nice, too, because it also lets you enter a number, which will then be scannable
from the user's wallet. So
correct.
They'll have the price.
Yeah,
that
it'll
you're
just
requesting
pop right up
them.
On their phone.
If you're not using AnyPay, especially if you have employees who are going to be accepting Bitcoin on your behalf, it's a good idea to have a hot wallet and to move your Bitcoin into a cold wallet. Think of it as your drop safe for your business, because you don't give your employee access to all your cash.
Correct.
So don't give them access to all your Bitcoin.
This prevents that from happening. It only allows the person with the app to receive payments for you, whether it's you or an employee.
Absolutely.
It's super easy. You can do a bunch of different cryptos there. I think they're up to 11 of them now. But they include, of course, Bitcoin BTC, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. Go and get all the details at helpmetakebitcoin.com or just download the AnyPay app from your iOS or Apple or your Google app stores. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we continue here, Donald Trump talking tough, saying that he's going to be putting a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, which, of course, is only going to punish the people in the United States. Get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Your fruit and veggie prices are going up.
We didn't have a national tax before, but now we do.
A national tax? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's an interesting...
like a sales tax at the national level.
Right.
At least on some certain...
on a lot of stuff,
yeah,
right? China and Mexico? What percentage of goods imported into the United States come from those two countries? I don't know, but I bet you it's a significant portion of them.
Oh, it absolutely is.
And he says it's going to start on June 10th and that it could ratchet up as high as 25%. He wants the Mexican government to crack down on the asylum seekers coming from other parts of Central America, like Honduras, for instance. Now, of course, we saw in the 2018 election where there was this this large group of migrants that were coming up from Honduras, and there was a lot of news media about this. There was a lot of fear mongering about these people, and then eventually, once the election was over, you'd never heard another word about them.
Nope.
It was not an issue any longer. And that's because, really, you know, 4,000 people is a drop in the bucket. It's really nothing. Also, most of them didn't make it across the U.S. border.
There's over 300 million people in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing.
You're talking about the population of a very small town.
Yep.
And if they're spread out across the whole country, then it's really absolutely nothing.
Does that even constitute a town? I mean, that's more
barely.
Like a village, probably.
Yeah, barely.
How many people is it again?
There were 4,000 or so.
4,000.
In the migrant horde.
That would be a village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sudden tariff threat comes, this according to the AP, comes at a peculiar time, rather, given how hard the administration has been pushing for the USMCA, which is this new proposed agreement between Canada and Mexico and the U.S. that would update the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. It comes less than 2 weeks after Trump lifted import taxes on Mexican and Canadian steel and aluminum, a move that seemed to clear an obstacle to its passage, and the same day that both Trump and Mexican President López Obrador began the process of seeking ratification. The deal needs approval from lawmakers in all three countries before it takes effect. Quote, this is from Gary Huffbauer, an expert in trade law. The tariffs certainly put the USMCA on ice. He panned the move, but said Trump doesn't have the legal authority to impose the tariffs under the IEEPA, which is the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, by citing a national emergency.
He doesn't have the power? I thought he said he did have the power.
Well, Trump is saying that he has the power. Oh, no, he says he does have. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Trump does have the legal authority.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You read it.
He says
and
that
that's an interesting case that he has that legal authority because the Democrats chose to give it to JFK to use against the Russians.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, once again, every president builds on the power of the previous ones, you know, that had come before. And, you know, they don't ratchet power back. Anything that Barack Obama got power to do, now Trump can do, and so on and so forth.
So it makes the cycle that first the left comes in and grows government in one way, and then the right comes in and grows government the other way, but none of them ever undo what the previous ones have done in any major way. Even Obamacare isn't quite gone.
It reminds me of, well, we're not going to do anything bad with this law. It's like, yeah, sure, maybe you won't, but what happens when your opposition gets into power? They're going to abuse it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time, points out the AP, that Trump has punted on an immigration threat. In late March, he threatened to shut the entire U.S.-Mexican border. Remember that? Mm-hmm. If Mexico didn't immediately halt illegal immigration. Just a few days later, Trump backed off the threat, saying he was pleased with steps that Mexico had taken in recent days.
Well, what steps were those?
It was unclear what Mexico had changed. So who knows? And who knows what backroom dealings were going on.
I mean, what do you do in a matter of days?
Yeah, I mean, that
days,
sounds
right?
Like they cut a backroom deal.
And the Mexican president did say he was sending his envoy to D.C. to talk to Trump about this.
Mm. Yeah.
Indeed, on a briefing call with reporters Thursday evening, administration officials said Mexico could prevent the tariffs from kicking in by securing the southern border with Guatemala and entering into a, quote, safe third country agreement, unquote, that would make it difficult for those who enter Mexico from other countries to claim asylum in the United States. Acting White House Chief of Staff Nick Mulvaney said, "We're going to judge success here by the number of people crossing the border, and that number needs to start coming down immediately in a significant and substantial number." Now, one of the things you pointed out, Rich, was that basically Trump is looking to have Mexico and their government goons do his bidding. He wants them to stop the potential border crossers using whatever violence would be necessary to do that. Because what happened in the 2018 election time frame when the so-called horde from Honduras was coming over was there was such a large number of people that were crossing, the border security there in Mexico at the southern border was overwhelmed, and they weren't willing to shoot those folks with anything more than some rubber bullets. And that was it. They just got overwhelmed, and they just rolled right through. They got into the water. They'd stopped them at a bridge, but they just went into the water from there and just got right onto dry land and were allowed to just keep walking. They
didn't have a government trying to stop a market.
Well, right, and it's just a civil disobedience. It's an act of civil disobedience.
It is.
And the same thing has happened with us here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we had 100-plus people in Central Square smoking cannabis back in 2009. It was almost a decade ago at this point. It was later this year. We'll celebrate the 10th anniversary of that. But having a large number of people, we outnumbered the police. There was very little they could do besides target you, Rich, as the person they perceived to be the leader of the effort. But when they took you out, the same people just walked down to the police station and smoked up in the police station lobby.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to have been there for that.
It was a great day. Although, actually, I got to correct you on one thing.
Yeah.
When, they smoked in the lobby while Evan was arrested I ended up with the roach.
That's true. I was summarizing the events, but yes. The day before they arrested you, and we went and smoked up at the police station behind the police station while we waited for them to release you, and then it was the next day where they arrested Evan, and then we went and smoked inside the lobby, and the cops did nothing about it. Because, I mean, they could have started arresting people, but they didn't. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Oh, these pains. My neck. My back. Shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. We're talking about the new proposed tariffs that Trump says he's going to be putting on all Mexican imports starting on June 10th at 5%, and then there's a scheduled rollout of that increasing over the next few months. We'll tell you more about that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. And also rolling blackouts coming to California this summer. Chris has that story. That's on the way as well. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Trump saying he wants Mexico to crack down on its southern border, with the idea being that Mexico can do all the ugly stuff of, you know, whatever violence would be necessary to stop large masses of people who want to get out of a hellhole, by the way. I mean, Honduras is a notoriously corrupt government. I mean, all governments are corrupt and terrible, but Honduras is one of the worst and one of the most violent places on the planet. So you can't blame somebody for wanting to get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, but the only way to stop them is literally going to be to set up machine gun nests on the southern border of Mexico, which is much more easier than doing it at the southern border of the United States, because the southern border of Mexico is much cheaper. But
cheaper, and also the videos of the horrors that would be, you know, inflicted upon those innocent people who are just trying to come to a better place aren't going to be as likely to make it to the United States. Even though we have the internet, they're just not going to get shared as often here. It's not going to be as much of an outrage if the Mexican government slaughters innocent people.
Well, yeah, and once the slaughter is over, you can say, oh, we didn't mean that.
Plausible
deniability. Exactly. Oh, you shouldn't have done it that way.
Right. according to the story of the AP, the threat comes from Trump, comes at a time when Mexico has been stepping up its efforts to crack down on migrants.
Yeah, using funds from the U.S. government.
Carrying out raids and detaining thousands of people traveling through the country en route to the U.S. The crumbling city of Tapachula near the Guatemalan border has become the epicenter of the crackdowns, with thousands of migrants stranded because the Mexican government isn't providing them with visas to travel. In addition, the Mexican government has allowed the U.S. to send back hundreds of asylum seekers from Central America and other countries, forcing them to wait out their cases in Mexico. But that has not been enough to satisfy Trump, whose White House laid out an escalating schedule of tariff increases if his demands are not met. It'll go up to 10% on July 1st, 15% on August 1st, 20% on September 1st, and then 25% on October 1st. After that, the White House said, quote, tariffs will permanently remain at the 25% level unless and until Mexico substantially stops the illegal inflow of aliens coming through its territory.
You know, it sounds like an excuse just to implement a tax, basically, for government's coffers. It doesn't even sound like, because they're not going to be able to, you know, substantially stop the traffic coming from, you know, the south of their border.
I mean, the Mexican government could probably wipe out the Mexican civilian population if they really wanted to. I mean, they could make it stop. The question is, are they going to be willing to set loose the rivers of blood that would be involved? And I don't know. The Mexican government likes blood just as much as the American government does.
It's a sad story. They certainly didn't seem to care that much or have the, even with the ramped up U.S. funding, they still didn't seem to have the manpower to stop the flood of immigrants coming over the border into Mexico.
Yeah, well, that's why maybe they're doing the crackdowns after the fact, raiding places, targeting smaller groups, because once the if a large group comes across, they're not going to stay as a large group. They're going to go into different homes and different areas, right?
Right. They were spreading out. They were taking different paths, things of that nature, from what I understand.
So in the same way that if a group of civil disobedience is together, they're going to crack down later on, maybe. If they can identify the leader, they might go to that person's house while they're alone and get them.
Yeah, one of the things I always did at the 420 rally was when we were down to the last, like, under 10 people, I would generally be like, okay, let's get out of here.
All together, I mean?
Yeah, let's all leave the square at the same time, so we're never leaving. You never have a couple of stragglers for the wolves to pick off.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I just want to bring up that, did you know, like, I think 29% of New Mexican motorists are uninsured. So
New Mexican motorists.
Yeah. Our state. So it's about a third, one third are uninsured. So I think they're technically breaking state law because I think they're required, but they just don't have it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Hooray for civil disobedience.
Yay. Well, now, of course, you can protect yourself against that by insuring against uninsured motorists, meaning that you can pay your insurance company in case, you know, to cover you in case you run into or are run into by an uninsured motorist.
So the problem is that we did test that law where they're going to charge bad drivers. So with these uninsured motorists, I mean, who are they going to charge?
I'm not sure what you're asking. If somebody gets into a car accident and a criminal charge is leveled, it has nothing to do necessarily with whether or not they're carrying insurance.
No.
There may be an additional charge because of that, but what are you trying to say?
We passed the city law where if they cause a big accident, they will charge the insurance company. And they will increase your rate. But what about these uninsured motorists? There is nobody to charge. It's a new law that if you cause an accident,
you're saying you can't
pay more for insurance if you aren't buying insurance at all.
That's not the same thing as a criminal charge, Sarah. That's kind of like almost a civil penalty that could be enacted upon people. So you're not talking about the same thing there. You're not talking about a criminal charge at all.
No, what we did, we just passed a law that if you cause an accident that costs more than $1,500, I'm not talking about like something fender bender, you know, wheel rig, but like little stuff. But if they got to claw you out with a claw, they're going to charge you, but they're going to charge the insurance company, and they're going to raise your rate. But again,
Why wouldn't you just charge the person who caused the accident? It's not really, you know, it's not really the
insurance company. Because they may not have enough deep enough pockets. If they go after the insurer, then the insurer can pay up.
Okay, but if they don't have insurance, you would think they'd just go after the person who was driving.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, if generally, if people who have money have insurance to protect that money, it's people who don't have anything in their pockets that aren't protecting
the contents
of their
pockets. That's never stopped them from charging them. I mean, that's never stopped them.
Well, you can charge them more for insurance later.
Well, that, but you can also just slap them with a fine, and if they don't pay it, then they go to jail or whatever, or you put them on a payment plan, just like the local courts here. I mean, they don't care whether or not you can pay right now. They'll put you on a payment plan, and then you can pay even more, pay a 20% surcharge on top of the already arbitrary number that they're trying to hit you with. So, Sarah, I mean, if anything, this is going to discourage people from getting insurance, right? So if you're concerned that people don't have insurance, one out of three drivers don't have insurance, if the driver then finds out that their rates are going to get jacked up if they get into an accident, that's another reason to not have insurance.
Or to discontinue your insurance.
Right, not renew it.
So then here's the thing. You're better off, so if you have no money and no car insurance, and so there's no penalties for you speeding and running red light. You could cause all the big accidents you want. I mean, is that...
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to go out and cause an accident.
There's already an incentive not to get into an accident.
Right.
You're going to end up having... Well, besides getting hurt, you're also going to have your own vehicle expenses to take care of. You know, I don't care if you're in an old beater or if you're in a brand new car. You know, somebody who's in an old beater doesn't have the money to get their car fixed.
That's right, or get another car.
Right, they're going to be even safer drivers probably than the people who are insured drivers.
That's right. You can actually argue that the uninsured drivers may be driving more cautiously.
Right.
As a result.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah, for the call.
I sure drive more cautiously when I don't have insurance.
I would too.
Is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, in fact, coming up in the next hour, Chris, we're going to get into this story about rolling blackouts. The state of California talking about this summer actually cutting power to people for extended periods of time.
Up to a week.
That is just shocking. And this is
a regular, like, every week kind of deal.
If you needed another reason to leave California, there it is.
Wow.
And we're going to get into the ugly detail. I imagine ugly. I don't know
the
story
yet. Welcome to the third world, CA.
Right.
No, this is definitely third world kind
of
stuff.
A bizarre kind of third world where they're, you know, flush with money. California is an incredibly...
The government's not, though.
Yeah, but the people, the economy of California is tremendous. So, you know, they're living large in California with all the Starbucks and the computer companies and everything.
Some of the people are. It's a two-class society. Sure. There's a lot of really hungry people in California, too.
Well, there's no hungry people in the United States.
Hungry, not dead.
Yeah. It ain't Venezuela yet. No. 855, 450, free. But this is a... It's
going there, though.
This is a harbinger of things to come. More coming up here. We'll get into it on Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.